You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. Like that dude just said, yes, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right here on Right Side Radio. It's Friday afternoon, 4.07 p.m., and coming up now, we've got an interview with John Roberts. He's one of those who is running for Congressional District 5, the seat being vacated by Mo Brooks, as Mo is running for U.S. Senate. That is an open seat, which means there's no incumbent. Every single one of them has an equal opportunity to make their case. And one of those trying to make his case right now is John Roberts. And John Roberts, how are you doing today?
Man, Phil, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. Thanks for making some time on a Friday afternoon. Well, listen, I'm asking the candidates this. In the final push, you've got what in the Army we would call three and a wake-up. I mean, you're almost there. How's the energy level right now? How you holding up?
Oh, man, it's really starting to – it's all coming to a conclusion. You know, we've been working hard for months now, and there's that light at the end of the tunnel, and you can feel that momentum. You're somebody that's been in the arena before and ran campaigns. You can just tell when things are building in a positive way. We've really hit the grassroots hard. My campaign manager and I, just us two, not counting volunteer doors, just this afternoon we crossed over 23,000 targeted doors hit since January of this year. We've been going 6 days a week, about 8 or 9 hours a day since January 4th on targeted doors. And we're starting to hit some of these doors second time, and we're really feeling like we're hitting a tipping point hearing a lot of great traction out there on the ground. And so it's been rewarding to talk with that many people, so we're extremely grateful for that opportunity.
Well, wow, and I tell you what, man, I know this for firsthand, that is how you make the case, is shaking hands, knocking doors, making phone calls, and having that personal touch. I mean, you show up at every county fair, every chili breakfast, or not chili breakfast, but chili supper, and breakfast at the volunteer fire department. You go to all of them.
That's right. Just showing up. And that's one thing we've heard from folks right now. They're just not being heard. And I believe firmly in not hiding behind some office door dialing for dollars. We've held our own fundraising. We've done well and had enough put together to run a good campaign. But that can't replace that palm-to-palm interaction, looking somebody in the eye, telling them how you feel and what you believe in, and then just sitting back and listening. Because there's a lot of value and input from constituents all across the 5th District. And we've been sitting back and listening and showing up. And we've really enjoyed that process. And actually a little sad that's coming to an end. Hopefully we're looking for 4 more weeks in that runoff. But kind of sad that the real height of it is coming to an end. So we've made a lot of great relationships that we'll carry with us a lifetime.
Well, and I'll say this too, you've got a very polished campaign, you know, just from the outside looking in, but having seen, you know, things like campaign websites and campaign presentations and campaign messaging, yours comes across really well. But let's do this for a minute. Before we talk about the things you're hearing from people, let's get you the chance now to just sort of reintroduce you to the audience. Who is John Roberts? Where are you from? Where'd you go to school? What'd you do before you decided to jump into the political arena?
Absolutely. Well, first off, I like to lead with, I'm a follower of Christ. That's how I live my life. And that's the lens I look through and how I'm going to operate on a day-to-day basis. I grew up over in Hartsel in Morgan County. I had a lot of my family members served in politics down in the state legislature, county commission over here. So a lot of folks remember the Roberts name in Morgan County. And we've been really, it's been fun hearing a lot of their stories on the trail. I graduated from Hartsel and went on down to Alabama after that from undergrad and master's. During that time, worked on Capitol Hill. Also worked for Mayor Battle. I worked down in Montgomery. So I've done a number of political things and campaigns and experiences and kind of lit a fire under me and knew I wanted to serve if the opportunity presented itself. And it didn't right out of the gate. I worked for the Home Builders Association doing workforce development. There I helped start up something called the North Alabama Home Building Academy. It's a free workforce training school for people 18 and up. And we've had about 235 graduates go through that program already. And then shortly after that, the chamber in Huntsville asked me to be the economic developer. And I was there for a few years and helped work with some of the Mazda Toyota project, their suppliers, and helping bring good paying jobs here into North Alabama. But when I saw that the congressional seat was opening up, you know, I prayed about it, talked with some people I trust, and just felt like it was time to get some new energy and new leadership to capitalize on this momentum that we have here in North Alabama right now. And it's we've enjoyed every step of the way.
Well, and so remind me, my recollection was you're married, so this is a family decision, I would assume.
Yes, sir, it is. And that family's growing. So my wife of 4 years, her and I, Madison, we're expecting our first baby boy in August. So we are certainly that lots happened in 2022 here for us, but we're over the moon about bringing baby boy Roberts into the world in August, and might as well just pack it all into one calendar year, Phil, and just roll with the punches.
Man, that is awesome. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Well, listen, so let's talk about the platform issues. I mean, I would imagine that when you decided to run, there were some things that you wanted to go and be a part of or make a change on or something. So if you had to pick one or two signature issues that you're running on, tell me what they are in terms of like what you'd actually do if you were the congressman for this area.
First, and you can see on my website, johnrobertsal.com, my number one priority is going to be the 5th District. We are the highest funded federal district in the state of Alabama to the tune of $15 billion each fiscal year. The next highest is under $8 billion in the state. So I want to make sure that I am going up there being a champion for North Alabama issues, whether that is Redstone Arsenal, infrastructure throughout the 5 counties up here, and constituent services. I want to make sure that we are representing the people of the 5th District, keeping those jobs, those investments here, because those dollars educate our kids, they build our roads, and they help us enjoy the quality of life that leads to a number one ranking in the entire country for Huntsville as a city. And there's a lot of great places across North Alabama. So maintaining that. But if you look at it right now, what we're under the microscope of what the issue is of today, it's getting that economy back moving again, get it working again. You know, this country was founded on independence. I think we need to recommit to that independence. And that comes to the form of American energy independence. We've got to start drilling again, remove some of the regulatory burdens and red tape that make it difficult to drill, whether that's off the coast here and down in Alabama, or the pipelines that were nixed by the Biden administration. And then also we can't become reliant on other nations any longer, whether it's China or Russia or other bad actors for supplies critical to the supply chain. We're seeing it now with baby formula. We saw it with PPE, pharmaceuticals, semiconductors in the past couple of years. If we can't stand on our own 2 feet, like the greatest world superpower that we have been for now well over a century, then we're gonna keep sliding. And we've got to stand up and have someone that will do the hard work, not go up there and just put on a show and just look to get on mainstream media hits at night. Someone that will do the hard work, the committee assignments, and put their head down and get busy, because we've got problems and they need solving.
Well, so okay, and I can tell you, you've given that speech before, but let me ask you this:
time or two now,
I'm sure. But so you get to D.C. and the committee assignments are out there, and if you have your chance to make a pick, because of whatever your passions are or your experiences or whatever else, is there a particular committee assignment that you, as the congressman for Congressional District 5, would hope to be assigned to? What would you want to do?
My number one committee assignment would be armed services. That's the one that I see as the most beneficial to North Alabama and our economy, and the policy that they deal with influences this area the most. And then you've got a ranking member in Congressman Mike Rogers from the 3rd District who will, when we take back the House, he'll be the chair of that committee. And so I think there's a real opportunity to find a seat on that committee and benefit North Alabama. Now, looking on down past that, if that doesn't work, or if I'm able to serve on multiple committees, appropriations is always out there. And with Congressman Adderholt's seniority, maybe not freshman term, but if I'm lucky enough to go back and be reelected by the good folks here, maybe, you know, in term two, based on that appropriations. And then the other one I'm looking at is space science and technology. That's where the NASA funding is appropriated. And when you see so many changes here in the space industry, and North Alabama is going to have a significant role in that world, it'd be great for the congressman from this district to have a seat on that one as well.
Well, agree on all fronts. I mean, I think you just named the top three committees that would probably impact this congressional district. But all right, so listen, man, in the couple minutes we got left, as you're making your way around, shaking hands and literally going out to, you know, the pancake breakfast at the volunteer fire department and to the county fair and to the city festivals and whatever else. If you're shaking hands with somebody and they say, here's the thing I care about, what are you hearing the most of right now?
They're sick and tired of the overreach of the Democrats and the Biden administration. We've put up with it since January of 2021 with the vaccine mandates, the mask mandates, dictating what your child is educated on from a federal standpoint when it's clearly dealt with at state level. People are tired of that being pushed around and having that infringement on their day-to-day lives. We're Americans. We like to live free. This country was founded on that liberty and freedom. And taking that back and putting that power back to the people instead of consolidating it with this federal government as it continues to grow and grow in size. I'm a pragmatist. I understand you're not going to be able to go up there and just cut things left and right. But we've got to incrementally be able to take a chisel and start pushing back on some of these issues and have a backbone and say no more. We draw the red line in the sand, take back the House, and implement an agenda that makes a difference for people in their daily lives, and then take back the White House in 24 and really start pushing things back in the right direction. But people are tired of that. And then the second is they just want accountable politicians. They see people that won't show up in communities. They see people that just go back and forth to D.C. and get the big bucks and forget about the folks that they're there to represent. So just showing up and listening is something that people are in desperate need of, and that's something we're committed to doing, is making sure that the 29 trips to Jackson County I've taken and the 23,000 doors I've knocked across this district isn't just something I'm going to do on the campaign trail. I'm going to show up and be seen consistently if North Alabama elects me to go represent them in the United States Congress.
All right, John. Well, I'll tell you what, man, you did a great job presenting yourself to the audience today. Let me just say best of luck to you, and we hope to hear more of you and your political future after next week. Let me do this. Go ahead real quickly, tell them where they can find out more about you or where they might see you this weekend, because I'm sure you're going to be out campaigning.
Absolutely. So my website is johnrobertsal.com. We've got a long list of priorities online to check out there. I'm on social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And we're going to be tearing it up all across North Alabama. We're in Morgan County today, and we'll be all across North Alabama the next 3 days. But it's been an honor to get out and meet so many folks. And Phil, I really appreciate the opportunity to be on with you here today and look forward to talking with you next week about our runoff strategy and how we're going to close this thing out on May 24th and June 21st.
All right, John Roberts, sleep when you can, but you can take a nap next week. That's when you get to rest. All right, so best of luck
yes,
to you.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Copper, go ahead and move us to the break. I ran long on purpose. Got to do that so you can get the full interview in. There's another one of them. I'm just telling you, folks, you got some great choices. What a great thing to have good choices. You know what I'm saying? So next week, you've got in that race, you got Dale Strong, Casey Wardinski, John Roberts, Andy Blaylock, Paul Sanford. Wow, a smorgasbord. All right, listen, know who your candidates are. That whole interview was not designed to be any kind of gotcha. That was an introduction so you can hear how he presents, and how he speaks. And there you go, John Roberts for U.S. Congress, Congressional District 5. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.